Yeah. Someone else?
Just in the absence of anyone else, Chairman, just a couple of clarifications. The $45 million to Lendlease, how did that change in payment come about?
I'll answer that if you like. We originally agreed with Lendlease that as we were moving forward towards the, going back in history now, towards the meeting to internalise management, that we would have their agreement on the transfer of staff and systems, by mutual agreement, and that in return they sought a payment of $45 million. You might recall, and I can't remember the exact timing, but about 3 or 4 weeks before the unit holder meeting was due, they changed their mind about supporting the process, as a consequence, sought to keep the staff and basically weren't going to cooperate. So the $45 million payment or offer was taken off the table. Later, agreement was reached a lower figure.
And how do we go on the hiring phase? Like, what was our strike rate? We seem to be full of, the board and management, full of former Lendlease people, which is good. I think there's good continuity. Probably one for you, Chairman, as well. How do we go in terms of, obviously, you know, you size up the talent and you make offers across the board? Did we bat at 70% of who you wanted, or, you know, were there a couple of key ones we missed out? I know we've got all of them are great. Everyone we've got is terrific. But give us an honest assessment about how that went, given they were being so adversarial and even locked us out at one point.
The managing director wants to talk to the staff, but I'll give you a comment as well.
In terms of the staff, we were very pleased with the outcome of our recruitment. We approached approximately 200 people at Lendlease, our former colleagues, and these were key staff right across all areas of management, including portfolio management, asset management, property management, leasing, etc. We were very successful with only about a handful not joining us. Generally, that was for two reasons. One was we weren't able to provide childcare facilities at the MLC Centre yet, but we will have that shortly. And secondly, a couple of people had very long employment histories with Lendlease, and therefore the tax consequences of leaving was very high. So we were very pleased with what we've achieved. We've got a fantastic group of people who are totally committed to getting the best outcome for our security holders, and as you mentioned, great continuity and expertise and experience across the board.